From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States is considering designating North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. The White House National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster said on Thursday it's a move meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. The State Department faces a congressionally mandated deadline of Thursday to respond to a request from several U.S. senators that North Korea be returned to the state sponsors of terrorism list. Currently, the only countries on the list are Iran, Syria, and Sudan. By Thursday afternoon, the State Department had not announced its decision, but McMaster said the U.S. was considering the move. The U.S. Air Force says it launched two Guam-based B-1 bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan Thursday in an exercise in the area of the Korean Peninsula. While the exercise came a day before President Trump is scheduled to leave on a 12-day trip to Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines, the Air Force said the bombers were not launched in response to any current event. In a statement, it said the exercise had been planned in advance. On the eve of President Trump's trip to Asia, the White House says the threat from North Korea will be at the top of his agenda with leaders, and denuclearization of North Korea is the only acceptable outcome. McMaster said if this is not achieved through pressure by economic sanctions and diplomacy, the U.S. will respond with all capabilities available. This is VOA News.